We've all been invited as guests to a person's house. Maybe it's your relatives, maybe it's your friend, maybe it's a person that you know and he's kept a feast for you. Let's talk about the feast that Allah Azza wa Jal prepared for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers. The disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, one day they said to him that, "O Isa, is your Rabb capable of descending a feast for us from the sky?" Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that if they are believers, then they should fear Allah from demanding such things. Hearing this, the disciples said that they are not demanding that in order to see divine signs, but they want to satisfy their hunger, and that they come to know about this truthfulness so that their hearts gain satisfaction. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in these words, translation, "O our Rabb, send down to us a table spread from heaven so that it may become a day of celebration for us, for our former and latter people, and a sign from you, and give us sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance." Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that angels brought meat and bread from the heavens. And the scholars, they mentioned that this meat was a big boneless fried fish. Oil was dripping from it, salt was present near its head, and vinegar near its tail. It was surrounded with different types of vegetables, and there were five breads. On top of one of the bread, there was olive oil. On the second one, there was honey. On the third one, there was butter. On the fourth one, there was cheese. And on the fifth one, there was a piece of meat. Upon seeing these, on the dining mat, Shamoon, the chief of the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, asked, "O Ruhullah, is this feast a worldly food or heavenly food?" He alayhi salatu wasalam replied, "This food is neither heavenly nor worldly. Allah Azza wa Jal has just created it through His supreme power and sent it for you." Subhanallah. Just imagine, a feast from Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If we be lucky, and inshallah we will die as Muslims with Iman, and we enter the gardens of paradise, we will inshallah have many feasts as well. But before that, it is important that we safeguard our Iman and we offer our salah, we read the Quran, we recite durood salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We keep away from sins, inshallah. Allah will give us feast in the gardens of paradise, inshallah.